Welcome to Parshas HaShavua. This week's Parsha is Parshas Korach. Korach is a fascinating Parsha. There's so much Midrashim, so much Drush on it, and there's lots to talk about. But today I want to dedicate this year to Gimel Tammuz, the third of Tammuz, which is this Thursday, which is the 32nd Yahrzeit of the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Zchus Yogin Aleinu. And I want to share an idea on the Parsha, a theme on the Parsha, actually, coming from more than one talk of him, which explains a perspective in the Parsha with regard to Korach, and also very much represents his leadership and things that he emphasized. So we have a complicated concept to understand Korach. On the one hand, we say Korach came from an unbelievable family. Korach was the son of Yitzhak, the son of Kohos. He was, as Chazal tell us, Minoisei Ha'orin. He was one of the people that carried the Oren Kodesh. And he wasn't just a troublemaker, but he ended up creating a machloikis. He ended up creating a conflict and a machloikis between him, his henchmen, and Moshe Rabbeinu. And one of the ideas behind this, to understand the philosophy of Korach, he had an argument, and that is based on the Noya Me'elimelech, the Rebbe Elimelech Olizhensk, who says the following. He says the word Korach comes from the word Korcho, like a patch. If you have a bald patch, that is the word Korach, which means it creates a division between one thing and another. There's empty space in the middle. And on the pasuk which says Vayikach Korach, Korach took, we find that the Targum said Ve'ispaldig Korach. Korach created division. So Noemi Melech says that this idea of the division, he connects it back to the very beginning of Bereshis. By Bereshis we find that Hashem, on the second day of creation, there was an idea of division, where Vayavdel Elohim, Hashem divided, Hashem separated Bein Mayim L'Mayim, between the upper waters and the lower waters. And there's a concept of the Mayim El Yoinim, the upper waters, being completely separate from the lower waters. That was the division of Monday, which is why on Monday it does not say Ki Toiv, it does not say the word it was good, because Monday was a day that conflict, division between the two waters were created. And it's only on Tuesday, when the work of Monday was completed and there was new work, new creation of the plants and the trees and so on, it says the word Ki Toiv twice. Now, what is this idea and how does it got to do with Korach? So in Hasidic writings, it explains the following. The Mayim Elyoinim and the Mayim Tachtoinim. Mayim, water, in Kabbalah, is a symbol of desire. It's a symbol of pleasure, seeking for pleasure. Because we have this idea that Mayim, it is water that waters and gives life to all things that are good and pleasurable, like fruit, like the plants of the tree, the beautiful flowers, and so on. Mayim Elyoinim and Mayim Tachtoinim, upper waters and lower waters. By design, Hashem separated them, that there's two concepts of pleasure. There's the pleasure we have in spirituality, delving into spiritual concepts, serving Hashem, doing mitzvahs, the concept of leading a ruchnistic, a spiritual life, and the desire to do so. And then there's Mayim Tachtoinim, which is physical pleasure. Pleasure that we derive from the physical things. Physical pleasure is not always bad. Sometimes we can delight ourselves in the physical world, and it can be in the context of a mitzvah, in the context of serving Hashem, understanding the beauty of creation, Hashem's creation, and so on and so forth. Now, the Medrash tells us that Mayim Tachtoinim Boichim, that the lower waters are crying and they're saying, Anan Ba'inon Lemeve Kodamalko, that we want to be close to Hashem. Why did you separate us? There's a desire of the lower waters to rise above and to go and to be aspired, to be connected to the upper waters and not to be cut off and not to be divided from the upper waters. In other words, there's this concept that the Gashmias, the physicality of the world, is unhappy and uncomfortable with being cut off from the spirituality and is desiring to elevate and become part of the spiritual world. And yet, Hashem leaves the Gashmis, leaves the physical down here, and the separation sort of continues. So how does this all connect to Korach and to the Machloikas of Korach? So it's explained that the Machloikas was about the relationship between the Gashmias and the Ruchnias, between the physical and the spiritual. Korach wanted to maintain and sustain the division. He said, why do we need that concept that the physical is somewhat less than, and the physical has to strive and aspire to be part of the spiritual? Physical is also very important. We know that you cannot serve Hashem unless you have the physical. You cannot do a mitzvah unless you have the physical. The physical is a place. The physical is a place where you can also connect to Hashem. You can also reveal Hashem in the physical. A revelation of Hashem in the physical world is something of tremendous value. And it's worthy, therefore, to give the importance, to give the prominence to the physical as much as the spiritual. Hashem designed that division. Hashem wanted us then to be in this world and to reveal Hashem within the physical. Why do we need sort of that the physical should feel it's less than and want to be connected to the spiritual? Now, this has to do with Korach having a conflict with Kohanim, the Kahuna, because we know that Al-Pi Kabbalah, the Kohen is the idea of Chesed. Chesed represents revelation, more like the revealed godly consciousness which you have in the spiritual world, whereas Levim are considered Gevurah. Gevurah is the power of Tzimtzum, the power of concealment. It's where the physical comes from, where Hashem withdraws himself, so to speak, his revelation, and creates the physical. So Korach's Kahuna is, why do you hold yourself higher? Why do you need leadership of the Chesed, of the Koyanim, the spiritual? Aren't we all equally holy? For serving Hashem in the physical world is just as important. Why the division? Why the aspiration? Why can we just not remain with the division that Hashem created at the very beginning of the creation between the upper waters and the lower waters? And that's what the Renoyim Elimelech actually means. In other words, the whole Machlokes was based on the relationship between the physical and the spiritual. The Rebbe, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, in a famous talk, explains this in the name of Korach. And he talks about the relationship between the physical and the spiritual in the following way. If you look at the name Korach, you will notice Kuf, Resh, and Ches. They are all very similar to the letter He. They are all deviations of the letter He. Kuf has the upper line, the horizontal line, and the right vertical line. It also has the left line, but the left line goes lower than the right line. So it descends lower. The Resh is similar to a hay, except it doesn't have the left leg, the little leg that the hay has. The ches is very similar to a hay. The only difference is that the left leg by the hay is somewhat detached from the top, whereas the ches, it goes all the way to the top. So the Rebbe explained in the following idea, a fascinating concept. The three legs of the hay represent machshava, dibur, and maisa, the three means of expression. Thought, speech, and action. The top horizontal line and the right line is thought and speech. The left line is action. Now, thought, speech, and action is also the two concepts that of the human experience, which is spiritual and physical. Spirituality, like davening, learning, being detached from the physical experience and completely being immersed in the spiritual, lives in thought and speech, contemplation, reflection, saying words of Torah, tefillah, and so on. Action is represented by the left leg, and that's the world of action, and that's the world of the physical. And in this relationship of the physical and the spiritual, which is physical mitzvahs, or being involved in the physical world, the relationship between the physical and the spiritual is complex and needs to be carefully understood. And any deviation from the way it's supposed to be results in Korach. And the ultimate relationship is the letter He, as we'll soon explain. So let's break this down. The Kuf is where the left leg goes lower than the letter. This represents a person who has machshava and dibur. He has somewhat of thought and speech. He's involved in spiritual. But when it comes to the physical, he goes out of the boundaries of the spiritual. In other words, when a person is in the physical world and having physical experiences, mundane experiences. It always has to be guided. It has to be within the boundaries of the Torah and Tefillah. It has to be in the boundaries of Halacha, of Torah. Therefore, with the Korach, a person might learn and daven, but when the left leg, when he goes into the world, and then when he goes to the world, he's sort of not guided completely by the Torah and Halacha, and the left leg therefore descends lower than the letter out of the boundaries of Halacha, that of course ends up with a person doing things that Hashem doesn't want him to do. The Reish is very different. The Reish is a person who says, why do I need action? Why do I need physical? I'm just going to lock myself in the room. I'm going to detach from the world. I'm going to completely be disconnected. I want to be fully immersed in spirituality. I just want the top horizontal leg and line and the right line, which is machshava and dibur, thought and speech, and that's all I need. Also a disaster, because Hashem put us in this world specifically to be involved in the physical as well, and to reveal Hashem in the physical mundane world. So now comes the ches, and what's the problem with the ches? And this really highlights the Korach story. The ches is a person, of course, is guided by halacha. He has the Torah, he has the tefillah, he has machshava, he has dibur, he has thought, he has speech. And of course, he also has the physical. He does mitzvahs. He's involved with the world. He's involved in the physical experiences, which is the left leg. But the left leg goes all the way to the top. This symbolizes what Korach was. The Ches says, it makes no difference if you're in the spiritual and the physical. The physical is as important. The left leg goes all the way to the top to be equal with the world of the spiritual. There's no gap. There's no aspiring. The lower waters are as important as the higher waters. After all, isn't that what Hashem wants? After all, the businessman who is fully involved in the world, the professional, why is he less than the Rosh Hashiva or the tzaddik that is fully immersed in the spiritual? After all, aren't they both doing the will of Hashem? The one who's involved in the spiritual and the one who's involved in the physical are both doing the same thing. There's no aspiration, and that's where the mistake happens. It is true that ultimately what Hashem wants is to be involved in the physical world. However, there's a danger. Being involved in the spiritual, in the physical world, being involved in mundaneness, revealing Hashem in the eating and the sleeping and the business and the physical activities is so important. In fact, it's the purpose of creation, but it's a dangerous zone. It's a dangerous area. When a person spends the entire day in business, for example, doing it properly, being honest and keeping all the mitzvahs and revealing Hashem and recognizing the Hashgacha Pratis and doing all the things you're supposed to do. But it becomes comfortable there, you end up becoming comfortable in the physical world and you forget after a while that you're actually looking for Hashem in the physical. The businessman, the person who's involved, the professional who's involved the entire day in the physical, only works when he aspires to go to the shir at night. He can't wait to daven. He feels at home in the world of the spiritual, which is a constant reminder that what he's doing in the physical world is about revealing Hashem in the spiritual world. And therefore, he can't wait to go and recharge his batteries. He can't wait to go to the shir, to go to the davening, to go to shul, to ask a shaila by the rov, by the Talmud Chacham, by the tzaddik. He aspires. There's a gap in the hay. He's always trying to get to the top because he always feels a little bit distant from the world of the spiritual and always aspiring to be there, and yet finds himself in the physical because he knows that his purpose there is to reveal Hashem. That's the hay. The Korach is what Korach wanted. The ches and the Korach, what Korach wanted. He said, no, there's no difference. There's a division between physical and spiritual. I let that division remain. We don't need the waters, the low waters, to cry and to say you want to be close to the spiritual. And I want to just end off. This is really what the Rebbe would teach. On the one end, the Rebbe would always, every Fabring, and I remember every Fabring and every talk, would always end off by saying, so what's the lesson? What are you going to take away with this in action? How are you going to live your life differently in the world of the physical? How are you going to implement? But at the same time, was always extremely emphatic that there has to be the spiritual immersion, the study of Torah, the working on the davening, to be immersed in spirituality, but then go and take that all and reveal Hashem in the spirit, in the physical. There has to be that relationship, and we have to give. We have to always aspire to be in the spiritual and then yet remember that we have to go reveal Hashem in the physical. I hope that was clear, just a short idea, because really it needs to be elaborated on coming from the Rebbe's talks. may as it says in Kabbalah, that the yartzeit of a tzaddik means that it's a day of tremendous bracha. Hopefully we'll be able to receive those brachas and work on our connection to Hashem in a proper way. Have a wonderful day and a good Shabbos.